Yeah?
I'm trying a new perfume, and I'd like to get your opinion of it.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Right after lunch.
Why can't you do it now?
Well, with that wonderful aroma wafting in from the kitchen, I don't think I could give it a fair judgment. What are we having for lunch?
Heinz cream of tomato soup, of course.
You know it's good because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine foods for 80 years, present the amusing prescribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Well, it looks like the beginning of a lovely autumn day out this morning. The leaves are falling gently in the soft breeze, and everything is quiet and peaceful outside. But inside, in the Nelson's house, it's a little different story, especially up in David and Ricky's room. It seems to be in a state of disarrangement with clothes scattered all over the floor. All this is due to a small storm sweeping through the closet that answers to the name of Ricky. Ah, and to make conditions worse, another storm, answering to the name of David, has just entered the area and looks like it's going to blow up any minute now.
Holy smokes!
There she blows!
Holy smokes!
Oh, hiya, David.
What's going on in here anyway?
I'm just cleaning out the closet.
What are all these old clothes doing on the floor?
And that's what I'm cleaning out.
But they're all mine.
Well, how about that? So they are.
You can put them right back in the closet where you got them.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I've already thrown out some of them.
Are you crazy or something?
What's the matter? Can't I straighten out the closet?
Yeah, but what's the idea of throwing out all my old clothes?
Heck, you never wear them.
Why don't you throw some of that old junk of yours away? You never use it either.
What do you mean, junk?
It's just what it is, plain old junk.
That's what you think, wise guy. That's all good old junk.
I don't care what kind it is. It's going out right now.
That's what you think, wise guy.
That's what I know, half pint.
You better watch out, David. I may be small, but I'm awful mean.
Hey, what's all the noise in here?
Oh, hi, Pop.
Were we talking too loud?
I suppose you were just having another of your friendly little discussions.
Yes, sir.
You sure are smart, Pop.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I can't understand. How can anybody be as smart as you and have a son as dumb as David?
What do you mean?
I was asking Pop, not you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, here. Now, calm down, fellas.
You better tell him to be careful, Pop. I'm getting pretty strong, boy.
Ah, that's a laugh.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen my muscles lately?
What's the matter? Can't you find them either?
About.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
For goodness sakes, what happened to this room?
Ricky's been straightening it up.
Well, you could have fooled me.
I'm throwing out some of these old clothes.
Well, for your information, they happen to be mine.
Yeah, but after you get through with them, I get them.
Well, you won't have them if you're going to throw them out.
Heck, that's a general idea.
Yeah, I think Ricky might have something there. I don't think he should have to wear David's hand-me-downs if he doesn't want to.
Hooray for Pop!
Well, all right. I just figured it was more economical. It's done in every family.
Well, I know, but sometimes a thing like that gives a boy an inferiority complex. Makes him unsure of himself.
Who, Ricky?
Well, it works that way in some cases.
Yeah, but why does he have to throw out the stuff before it's even his?
Well, if there's anything you still want, you can keep it. But you really have outgrown most of those things, David, and it's sort of silly to keep things around you can't use any longer. Don't you think so?
Me? Oh, yes, of course. Why, are you thinking of getting rid of me?
Not this year. I was thinking of going on a little fall cleanup campaign, though.
Well, if I can be of assistance, just let me know.
You most certainly can, dear. What do you say to starting out by cleaning up the attic?
Well, I really can't say with the boys present. Besides, if I'm not mistaken, I cleaned it out last July.
I'm afraid you are mistaken, dear.
I was afraid I was, too.
I think what you have in mind is that you promised to do it last July, remember? And then I almost talked you into it on Labor Day.
How did I get out of it?
Oh, you claimed that the Attic Cleaners Union wouldn't let you work on a holiday.
Well, that wasn't bad.
Oh, and incidentally, the garage is getting to be quite a mess.
Yeah, I could hardly get my bike in the other night.
Whose side are you on?
Which side is going to win?
It's a wonder you can even get the car in.
No, it's really very simple. I swing the wheel just as it passes the empty Coke bottles, and that way I don't hit the barrels, and I can just squeeze out on the side where the garden tools are standing.
And if anybody else wants to put the car away, he's out of luck.
Well, you certainly never volunteer for the job. That's one you always manage to stick me with. And who else wants to put the car away?
I do.
Well, it still needs cleaning out. And so do our closets, for that matter. Hey, maybe you'd like to start with that closet of yours.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Harriet.
There are millions of old things piled up in there that haven't seen the light of day for years.
But I'm very fond of some of those old things.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll never miss them. We can start right after lunch. It'll be a nice afternoon's work.
But I have other things.
Oh, stop it. You don't have anything more important than this.
It's a fine way to waste an afternoon. Who started this silly idea anyway?
If anybody wants me, I just left.
Hi, Thorny. Where are you going?
Oh, hello there, Oz. Just out of the drugstore.
Hey, is that a new overcoat?
Yeah, it's a beauty, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but isn't it a little warm to be wearing it today?
Warm? Why, not at all. It's delightful.
Well, if you insist. You better wipe that perspiration off your brow, though.
I beg your pardon, Oz, but you must be mistaken. That couldn't be perspiration.
Oh, well, then you'd better do something about your head. It's leaking.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm telling you, Oz, you can't win. Here I buy a brand new coat for the winter, and we get nothing but warm weather. It's just not fair.
We're having a little clothing problem in our house, too.
Oh, that's a shame. Anything I can do to help? I've got some old things I could let you have.
No. It's nothing like that. It's just that Harriet's on a regular cleanup spree.
Oh, well, you have to expect that every so often, Oz. What'd she do, hit you for a new fall outfit?
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, just a dress or two, huh? And maybe a new hat?
No, she didn't hit me for anything.
Well, what are you complaining about?
I wasn't...
You've got some nerve, if you ask me, Oz, coming over here and begging for my sympathy.
What are you talking about?
Keeping me standing here in this hot overcoat.
Do you want to hear about this or don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Oz. Go right ahead. Harriet was mad at you because you didn't get her...
No. I was mad at Harriet.
Oh, so that's it. What was the fight about?
Well, there was no fight. I was just a little annoyed because Harriet started a cleanup campaign.
Is that all? You told me that 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
Excuse me, Oz. I'd better be going. The sun's getting rather penetrating.
Why don't you take off that silly overcoat or at least unbutton the top button?
Because I don't want to.
Well, you're not getting away until I finish begging for sympathy, telling my story.
I beg your pardon, Oz. Continue. Why are you annoyed because Harriet started a cleanup campaign?
Because it's ridiculous, that's why. I don't mind picking up a shirt or tie from the back of a chair now and then, but... Well, Harriet makes a big deal about cleaning up the attic, and we never use it for anything but storing junk.
I know what you mean.
And the garage. She's worried about squeezing the car in. Well, who do you suppose puts the car away every night and gets it out again every morning?
You do, of course.
Exactly. She never sets foot in there. And now she wants to clean out our closets, get rid of all the old clothes.
Say, wait a minute. That sounds like a good idea.
What's so good about it?
Well, it's very simple. It's the lesser of two evils. Wouldn't you rather clean out the closets than spend the afternoon up in that hot, stuffy attic? Especially on a sweltering day like this.
Yeah, I think maybe you're right at that, Thorny.
Of course I'm right. And now, if you'll excuse me, Oz, I think I'll melt on down to the drugstore.
You mean you're actually going to wear that heavy overcoat down there? Well, that doesn't make sense.
But I told you, Oz, it's brand new, and I like it, and I want people to see it.
Okay, then why don't you carry it on your arm?
Because I'd feel very silly walking down the street in my undershirt.
Okay, Thorny, you win.
Thanks, Oz. Good luck on the cleanup campaign.
Harriet? Harriet?
I'm in here.
Where?
In the closet. I thought I'd get a little head start, but it's no use.
Why, what's the matter?
I don't know what things to throw out and what things to keep.
Oh, it's very simple. I thought we were going to clean out all the old things.
I know, but... Well, look at this dress, for instance.
Well, that's a new one, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, no. It's 3 years old. It's just that I haven't worn it for so long.
Well, it looks very nice.
There, you see what I mean? I don't know whether to keep it for another season or not.
Oh, here, let me show you how to clean out a closet. And mine is worse than yours.
It's the first time I've heard you brag about it.
You've got to exercise a little willpower.
I know, but with a man it's different.
Let's see now. Now let's start with this old pair of work pants. Out they go.
Those?
Well, yes, why?
I thought those were the pants you played golf in.
These? Oh, say, by golly, you're right. I'll just put them aside here for the time being. Now, here's an old press for a tennis racket. I don't know where that came from.
Your racket's downstairs in the hall closet. It won't warp, will it?
Well, I suppose I could put this press on it. As long as I've got it here, I will. I'll take it down later.
Hi, Mom.
Pop.
Well, hello, boys.
Oh, hello, fellas.
What are you doing, cleaning out the closet?
Well, at this point, I'm not so sure.
Your father and I seem to be having a little difficulty parting with our old possessions.
The more I look at these things of mine, the tougher it is to make a decision.
I guess I was lucky, boy. I got to throw out somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, that might not be a bad idea, Harriet. Yes, why don't we just switch assignments? You clean out my closet, and I'll take yours.
Oh, I guess it would be a little less painful at that.
I think so. Hey, Ricky, that was a very good suggestion.
Yes, it was.
Not again.
Gee, thanks.
I'll get us something to eat, and we can start right after lunch.
I'll come down and give you a hand. Hey, thanks again, Rick.
Okay, Pop. Anytime at all. Hey, David?
Yeah?
What did I say?
It's too complicated. You wouldn't understand it.
Mom and Pop thought it was pretty smart.
Just one of your dumb remarks.
Hey, how about that?
How about what?
I make a dumb remark and it comes out smart. How about that?
Ozzie and Harriet will be back in just a moment. Vegetable soup, just offhand, may seem like a pretty inexpensive dish to prepare, but by the time you buy all the good things that go into it, the crisp celery, fresh carrots and peas, plump little limas, and other choice vegetables, you've spent considerable money, to say nothing of a half-day marketing. That's why you'll probably be surprised at today's low price on time-saving Heinz condensed vegetable soup with beef stock. Here's a soup full of the rich marrow from big soup bones and thick with fresh selected vegetables. Or if you prefer all these wonderful, carefully cooked vegetables without beef stock, ask for Heinz Vegetarian Vegetable Soup. You couldn't find two tastier, thriftier ways to get more vegetables into the family's diet. Tomorrow, order your favorites of Heinz condensed soups at today's low prices. Everyone is rich with that wonderfully different homemade flavor. In other words, you know they're good because they're Heinz. I know it's hard to believe, but there's our good friend Ozzie Nelson hard at work cleaning out Harriet's closet. That is, I imagine he'll be hard at work any time now. At the moment, he's sort of planning the job. Oh, well, don't feel too bad about it, Oz, old boy. At least it's easier than cleaning out the attic.
Here, David, you pile everything on the floor as I hand it out.
Okay.
Now, this coat isn't much good.
It's pretty good to me.
Oh, no, look at it. And this old dress, too, David.
Hey, that looks very nice.
Well, I know, but your mother hasn't worn it for ages.
You're not going to throw it away, are you, Pop?
You sure aren't this particular when it comes to throwing out my stuff.
Heck, I know I'll never have to wear Mom.
This old knitting bag can go. Oh, yes, and this half a sock your mother was making for me.
Maybe Mom wants to finish it.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm throwing it away. I guess we can get rid of some of these old hats.
Mom sure has a lot of them.
Yeah, she has. Hey, look at this one.
Yeah, pretty funny looking.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a rather nice hat.
Looks awful silly to me. I wonder where Mom got a thing like that.
I gave it to her.
Oh. What do I know about hats?
I don't imagine your mother wants any of these empty boxes.
Oh, boy, I can really use those.
Ricky, I've told you, everything here is going to be thrown away. Start filling your room with a lot of useless things, and before long, it'll look like a junkyard.
You've got a lot of willpower, haven't you, Pop?
Well, it's the only way to keep a closet in order, David. Like I say, it's a feminine failing to let stuff accumulate and never throw anything away. Fortunately, I have enough willpower to do the job for your mother.
What's Mom doing?
Well, she's cleaning out my closet.
How come?
Because I... Why don't you guys run along and see if she needs any help?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello, boys.
Pop said you were cleaning out his closet.
Yes, I am.
He's cleaning out your closet, too.
I know, that was the arrangement. How's he doing?
Oh, swell. He's got a big pile of stuff.
Well, that's fine.
Hey, what are these?
Oh, just a lot of old beat-up golf balls.
Can I have them?
You aren't much good.
Maybe I can sell them.
I don't know who'd buy them.
I bet Pop would.
Yes, he might at that. We better throw them away.
You gotta watch Ricky, Mom. He's turning into a real junk collector.
Oh, here's some old books. You can have these if you like.
Sure, I'll take anything.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not gonna pile them in our closet.
Okay. Well, there's nothing worse than having an older brother.
I know one thing that's worse, and that's having a younger brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a minute, Ricky. I'm in high school now, and I'm a little too old to be carrying on these silly arguments with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it easy, will you? Oh, for goodness sakes, look at this old hat. Isn't it funny looking?
Yeah, sure. Where did Pop get it?
I have the slightest idea.
Oh, yeah, it sure is funny looking.
But what about these old work pants?
Yeah, they're pretty ragged.
This flannel shirt isn't much good.
Here's a big stack of magazines.
Oh, my goodness. Your father's had those ever since he was in college.
Can we look at them?
Well, all right, but when you're finished, I want to throw them away.
Hey, what's this?
What's what?
Well, I found a letter in this magazine.
Well, let's see it.
Looks like your handwriting, Mom.
Oh, it's probably something I wrote to your father before we were married. Yes, it is. See the date?
What does it say, Ma?
Oh, you wouldn't be interested.
Sure I would.
No, you wouldn't.
What does it say?
It's just a silly letter I wrote to your father years ago. I don't know why in the world he saved it. Now, you guys run along and read the magazine.
Oh, Ma.
Come on, Ricky. We'll go out and pass the ball around.
My dearest Ozzie, Saturday night was wonderful, and I haven't slept a wink since then. I spend hours beside my telephone hoping for your call. I know that football practice keeps you busy, but please stop kicking field goals with my heart. Oh, that's dreadful. I think of you every moment, and next Saturday night seems years away. Your football jersey may be number 97, but you'll always be number one with me. Longingly yours, and with oodles of love, Ruth. Ruth!
Well, how did the closet cleaning come out?
Oh, just fine. You all finished?
Sure am. I really went through your stuff.
I did pretty well with your things, too.
Oh, fine. It's nice to have the closets cleaned out, isn't it?
Certainly is.
What all did you throw away?
Oh, books, magazines, old clothes, things you haven't used for years.
Oh, fine.
What all did you throw away?
The same kind of stuff. Clothes, some old pieces of costume, jewelry, odds and ends that don't mean anything.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think this was an excellent idea.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody weed out the old junk. That is, not all of those things in my closet were what you'd call junk.
That's what I'd call most of them.
Yes, maybe you would, but a lot of that junk, I mean, those things were rather handy.
But we made an agreement.
I know. I'm very happy to have my closet clean. I'm simply saying that some of my old things did serve a purpose.
What did you have in mind?
Well, for instance, my old black raincoat. I suppose you got rid of it?
That was the first thing to go.
Fine. I was just cluttering up the closet. Still, it was nice to wear during the rainy weather.
But it looked awful. I'm sure you can afford a new raincoat.
Well, I didn't mean that I'd wear it all the time. It's just handy when I want to run down to the store or buy a late paper. You know, much easier than fumbling through all that junk in my closet, trying to find my new raincoat in the event that I should go out and buy a new
raincoat. No, you don't have to fumble anymore because I've cleaned out your closet.
Yes, yes, and I'm very happy about it.
Then smile.
Really, Harriet, I appreciate what you've done.
Thank you, dear. I suppose you got rid of my old wool coat, too.
Yes, sir, right off the bat. That was okay, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, I hardly ever wear it.
Yeah, I've got an idea. As a reward for our work today, let's go to the movies.
I'd love to.
Swell. Plenty of new pictures around, and I'll let you make the choice.
Well, anything you'd like to see is fine with me.
Okay, I'll run down the list.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Look outside. It's starting to rain.
Yeah, the paper said it would rain tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, well, in that case, we better not go.
Well, don't be silly. I can just slip into my old raincoat. Oh, that's right. I don't really care about seeing a movie.
Oh, I don't either.
Stay home and read.
Fine. Maybe I'll do some knitting.
Well, you haven't done any knitting in years.
Yeah, and I kind of got the urge. Who knows, maybe I'll finish that sock I was knitting for you.
The sock?
Yes, I think my knitting bag's in the... Ozzy?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, I guess that takes care of knitting.
Yeah. Do you have any new magazines around?
Not that you haven't seen.
Oh. I imagine you got rid of all those old books and magazines in my closet.
Yes, I did. Yes, they were just gathering dust.
Well, that's perfectly all right. Believe me, I'm not criticizing you.
You never bothered to read them.
I just haven't had time. Those old history books that Uncle Richard gave me looked rather interesting, though. The Civil War books with all the pictures. That's too bad.
What's too bad?
Well, it's too bad you had to clean out my closet. If you hadn't, I could read those books tonight.
No, dear, if I hadn't cleaned out your closet, you'd put on your old raincoat and we'd go to the movies.
Yes, that's true. Well, it really doesn't matter.
If you hadn't cleaned out my closet, I could put on my old wool coat and go with you.
Harriet, a bargain is a bargain. You wanted me to clean out your closet today.
Oh, no. I wanted you to clean out the attic.
Please don't try to change the subject.
It was your idea that we clean out the closet.
Okay, it was my idea. Actually, it was Ricky's, but that's beside the point. I didn't think you'd throw away a lot of my valuable things.
Well, how about my things? You probably left my closet practically empty.
Oh, Harriet, this whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, I finally found it.
Found what, David?
Well, the stuff Ricky took out of my closet. I've been looking all over for it.
I thought Ricky said he threw those things away.
Oh, he was just saying that, the little faker.
Where did you find your stuff, David?
Up in the attic. I found this up there, too. It's an old black raincoat.
Hey, that belongs to me. Harriet, I thought you said you threw this away.
I didn't say I threw it away. It's just that... Well, there were some of your things that I wasn't sure about, so I just decided to store them for the time being.
Which of my old things?
Well, everything I took out of your closet.
You mean you didn't throw anything away?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, Harriet, aren't you ashamed of yourself? Didn't you think I'd find them?
Not if I put them up in the attic.
Yes, I see what you mean.
That was pretty clever, Mom.
Yes, that was very clever, dear. Well, come on. Looks like we can go to the show after all.
Well, maybe you can, but I still don't have anything I'd care to wear out in the rain.
I'll show you what a nice guy I am. Knowing how much you hate to back the car out, I'll not only do that for you, but I'll get your old wool coat out of the garage at the same time.
Dorothy and Harriet. We'll be back in just a moment. If you've ever wondered why we frequently refer to Heinz as the cream of all tomato soups, chances are you've never tasted it. Frankly, one delicious spoonful, and you'll agree it's the creamiest tomato soup that ever made a man, woman, or child, for that matter, pass his plate for more. First off, you'll be tempted by that inviting rosy color that comes from red, ripe Heinz Aristocrat tomatoes rushed to Heinz kitchens while still flecked with dew. And then you'll dip your spoon into Heinz cream of tomato soup and marvel at its creamy texture. Real country cream and careful cooking make this soup extra smooth. Serve Heinz cream of tomato soup for the youngster's lunch. Use it undiluted as a base for noodle and macaroni dishes. Tomorrow, when you shop, note today's low prices on all Heinz condensed soups. And look for the Heinz electric soup kitchen when dining out if you want real home flavor away from home. Enjoy two-minute service of your favorite Heinz soups. You know they're good because they're Heinz.
You know, Ozzie, I'm glad we didn't throw our old things away.
Yeah, I am too.
It's nice that you burned all those books and magazines, though.
Burned them?
Well, I left them out by the incinerator, and they aren't there now.
Oh, yes, I found them, and they're out of the way.
Did you burn them?
No, but I put them where they wouldn't get in the way.
And just where did you put them?
In the basement.
The basement? The basement already looks like a second-hand store.
Will you stop worrying? I've got it all planned. I know exactly what I'm going to do with all that stuff down there now.
What?
I'm going to put it up in the attic. That is after I've cleaned out the attic, of course.
And what about all those old clothes of yours?
Well, what about them?
Shall I put them back in the closet?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, most of them look awfully small. I've been thinking. David, come here a minute, would you please?
Yes, ma'am?
Try on this old coat. I'm sure it's too small for your father.
Yeah, turn around, son. Yeah, in about a year or so, that'll fit him fine.
Well, it's pretty good right now.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not going to give me Pop's old clothes, are you?
Well, dear, if you can wear them.
That'll teach you to go snooping around the attic.
Oh, yeah? Well, after I get through with them, you get them, wise guy.
Who cares? By the time I get them, they'll be back in style again.
Tune in again next week to another Chris Cribbs adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, presented by the H.J. Heinz Company and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, Heinz soups are condensed. You get twice as much soup by adding an equal part of milk or water.
That suits me fine.
Me too. I like a lot, boy.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, John Brown, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
So long, folks. This is Ozzie saying goodnight for the four Nelsons and the 57 varieties.
For money-saving meals with finer flavor, see Heinz new crop values at your grocer's. He has all the fresh fall products. Heinz tomato ketchup, pure fruit jellies, fresh cucumber pickle, oven-baked beans, condensed soups, and other favorites rush to you from Heinz kitchens.
Now, a listening reminder. Stay tuned for drama and suspense on Mr. District Attorney. This program came to you from Hollywood. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.